Good morning. What exactly is the church? You know, the church you go to, or the church you maybe don't go to. But when you think of the church, what's in your head? Some folk think of it as a building. You know, the church on the hill, the thing with the spire. Others think of it as a club, a fraternity of like-minded people doing like-minded activities. Or as a social agency doing a lot of good. They visit the elderly, the sick and the housebound. They raise money for good works and charity. It's a fellowship. People have friends together. Esther Ratson, when she was doing the programme That's Life, was out in the street with her microphone and she went up to a punk sort of guy and said, "What do you think about the church?" He said, "Oh, I think it's great." And she fell off her perch, nearly dropped her microphone. So she went back to him and said, "Why do you think the church is great? Keeps old wifeys off the streets." Some folk think of it as a weekly audience, as they come to listen to the preacher, the oracle, giving guidance on how to live your life, telling you all about God. Some people see it as a place for special ceremonies, you know, births, marriages and deaths. Some folks see it as a worship factory where you clock in for an hour and clock out again. Many folks see it as a spiritual garage where you come to get spiritually fixed after a breakdown, where you come to fill your tank with Holy Spirit or recharge your batteries, get a top-up, do spiritual repairs, quick fit, 60-minute service and you're okay again. Or some folks see it as a spiritual gymnasium for moral and spiritual exercises. Others see it as the Jesus Society, like a Burns Club, where they have communion suppers, Jesus suppers. They have meals, read his works, to perpetuate his memory and celebrate his life. Well, could I suggest it's none of the above? They're all misconceptions. What is the church then? Well, if you take some of the images in the Bible, it would have these images. It's a Salvation Army. It's the flock of the Good Shepherd. It's the family of God. It's disciples of the Master. It's living stones being built up in a living building, cemented together with love. It's the vine with many branches. It's lives being wedded together in love. It's Sinners Anonymous. You can go on and on. Take your pick.